Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and let me welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for Sunday, the 21st of August, 2022. However you are joining us, and wherever you are joining us from, I'm so glad that you are indeed joining us. Glad that you're taking the time to hear God's Word and to reflect on faith, especially if you haven't the opportunity to gather in your own congregation of faith these days. My name is Nigel Parker, and I am the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We'd be delighted to welcome you at our Sunday services at 10:30 at 256 Queen Street in the borough of Lennoxville. But you can also join us through our Facebook page or YouTube channel where our services are live streamed. Our opening psalm today is from Psalm 71. And I'm going to read this in two parts. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From my birth I have relied on you. You have brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you.
King of love, my shepherd is whose good.
The psalmist continues in verse 9. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I shall always have hope. I will praise you more and more. Let us pray. We come to worship you, O God, our rock and fortress, our refuge and our trusted security in the storms of life. Some listening today recognized what the psalmist was saying about since childhood trusting you with their life. And so today, with them, we're filled with a sense of security and confidence. Gracious God, as we rest safely in the shelter of your protecting arms, we are strengthened and given the courage to remain steadfast. Despite the dangers and pitfalls which try to trap us, you have been our joy and strength in good and bad times, and we praise you. But others listening, Lord, might identify with what the psalmist was saying about the times of getting older and being older. Loving God, as we grow older, and in the darkness of restless nights, it's harder to discern your purposes in these dark days that have come upon us, making us bewildered and fearful, and we begin to doubt our worthiness of your love and care. Hope-giving God, help us to trustingly stay within the circle of your faithful care and to rest quietly within that confidence in you which sustains us. Help us to leave the future to you. Young or old, we tell out our praises to you. Lord, we confess that we do not find time to honour you always. We sometimes consider you a distraction. We go our own ways instead of following your way. We pursue our own affairs, pointing fingers and speaking evil of those who do not have their act together, like us. We serve our own interest instead of helping the ones you ask us to help. We call to you with a formula without devotion to your mission, and we fail to see the mighty works of your hand outside our narrow traditions. Lord, forgive us in our shortcomings. Lord, save us from our self-assurance. The Lord is merciful and gracious, and sends Jesus Christ as a mediator of a new covenant. For Christ's sake, our sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Amen. A story from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17, in which Jesus heals a crippled woman on the Sabbath. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." And then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Have you ever slipped a disc in your back? I haven't, but I know those who have, and it is terrible. It's unexpected and agonizing. You reach over to pick up a package, bend down to tie your shoe, or put out your arms to scoop up an arms-up child, and suddenly something goes terribly wrong. Even if you've never studied anatomy ever, if you have a problem back, slipped disc or whatever, you're immediately an expert in just how intimately connected your back is to your arms and legs, neck and shoulders, hands and feet. Everything anywhere near your back hurts. Maybe just the only way to control it is by taking more and more painkillers until such time as you realize that you're addicted to them. Notice how our story begins. One Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching in a synagogue. A woman was there who was severely disabled. Her body was all bent over. So runs another translation. I don't know what kind of pain she was in, but whatever painkillers she might have had won't be as good as what 21st century medicine can offer. But let's give her credit. Even with her pronounced deformity, she was in the synagogue on the Sabbath. And I admire her. I wonder if I would have had that kind of courage to be in public with that kind of condition. Even more important, she had not allowed her physical condition to impair her relationship with God. She had been this way for 18 years, all bent over and unable to rise up. The pain, I guess, was sometimes severe, and yet her habit, the best kind of habit, was to be in worship to praise her Maker, and that's devotion. I know people who might miss church because they have a slight headache, or there's the threat of a little rain, or indeed the threat of a bit of sunshine for that matter, for there are so many other things you can do when the weather is nice. But here was this woman, where she was supposed to be on this particular Sabbath, in worship, and because she was there, she received a special blessing from God. Jesus not only called the woman forward, he called this obviously diseased woman into his presence. In the first century world, when one had a disease, it was viewed as a sign of divine displeasure. The woman's physical condition suggested a spiritual shortcoming. But it wasn't her shortcoming. It wasn't her lack of faith the story exposed, but rather it was that of the leader of the synagogue. Yes, the woman's back was twisted and bent, but the one who was really twisted and bent out of shape was the leader of the synagogue. Society has a way of dehumanizing us, of sticking a label on us according to our disability, our language, our gender, our orientation. And when we allow that to happen, we fail to see our worth before God. And when we join in ourselves, we fail to see other people's worth before God. And so this lady with a disability entering in is known throughout this small community. Perhaps they call her the cripple. She was identified by her disability and not her ability. Her ability to keep faith when other people would have given up. That counted for nothing with the leader of the synagogue, who twisted himself inside out to try and keep the law of God. What's your burden today? It could be that you're wrestling with real physical pain and you need to take opioids to manage the pain. Perhaps that's the consequence of a life of hard work, inside or outside the home, perhaps. Or it could be that in yourself you are weary from carrying a burden that you didn't have to carry. The burden of expectations, the burden of always having to prove yourself, the burden of always trying to be better, the burden of having to do others down to make yourself look good. When you live like that, you're just as much a rule keeper and law keeper as anyone Jesus met, including this leader of the synagogue. The world, the flesh, and the devil put burdens on people's backs that they cannot carry, the burden of proving that we're better than anybody else, that we can make it on our own, the burden of proving that we're good enough for God, good enough often enough to be right with God enough of the time to make it count. Well, it's time to straighten yourself out, time to untwist your twisted thinking, time to talk to the leader of the synagogue in you. If Jesus were going to be a rule keeper and legalistic, he would have rejected us on the basis that we were and are too stuck in our sin and our waywardness. But he gave himself up for us. He took the burden of our guilt and shame in his death on the cross. And so he can speak words of grace and mercy. Jesus lifts our burdens. Luke writes that Jesus was frustrated at the leader of the synagogue and his legalism. You hypocrites! What one could have written was, "Give me a break, every one of you! Don't you untie your donkey or ox and lead them to drink on the Sabbath? Of course you do! Why should this woman not receive God's mercy?" Do you know your need of God's mercy? Do you know what it is to receive mercy? In some ways, you need to know mercy to give mercy. You need to receive grace to give grace. We always need to choose grace over legalism, but sometimes that's not easy. But grace pushes us beyond where we sometimes want to go. Grace calls us to view one another in a way that can be uncomfortable. But our perspective makes all the difference. To most of us, a car that is sick or dead has no appeal. If you own it, you want to get rid of it. But on the other hand, when a junkyard looks at your car, they can count the money they will make off the parts in the car. The son of a farmer looks at cow manure as something which he must endlessly shovel out of the barn. But on the other hand, the gardener looks at manure as fertilizer. They delight to get the stuff and shovel it around like the flower beds with joy. It's a matter of perspective. And that's where grace leads us. Do you know how God sees you? He puts you in a place of worth. He gives you a value. He sends Jesus to be your saviour. All these Jewish leaders were so stuck with the legalism of their day, they couldn't find the mercy and grace to be merciful and gracious to people who needed it. They could use their oppressive law and man-made customs to avoid that which made them uncomfortable. Let's consider the work of grace in our lives and how we can demonstrate that grace to the world. If we stop being a burden to others, maybe we'll stop being a burden to ourselves. When we roll our burdens to Jesus, then we will be truly free, perhaps free to carry other people's burdens.
Receive a crown that will never I'll say hello to many friends of yesterday.
Oh, heaven's gates will open wide. Receive me on the other side.
When I lay my burdens down,
loving God, we thank you for sending Jesus to be the source of grace and mercy for us. We who have been bent over double and twisted in our thinking, persuading ourselves that we were good enough for you all the time and better than anybody else, well, Lord, you have straightened us out with the good news about Jesus. For through Jesus, your living word, you reach out to us and set us free from those things that weigh us down and bring us into the joyful assembly with the angels and all those who've gathered before your throne. We praise you for Jesus and his cross. We praise you, O Lord, and pray that your light might be seen and welcomed throughout the whole earth. We pray, Lord, for all those who are bent over and oppressed by crippling spirits. Set them free, and set free too all those whose attitudes and opinions lead them to burden others and shut the door to your healing power in our midst. We pray, Lord, for little ones, for those who are seen as unimportant, for those who are devalued by our world, the ones who carry labels. Help them to know themselves as the objects of your love. Indeed, we pray now for all who hunger for the bread of life and thirst for the wine of heavenly joy. We bring to you our world and its need, praying for your grace and mercy to overflow in so many situations, near and far, close at hand and on the other side of the world. Lord of all, your glory is a gift to all peoples, and the door to your kingdom is open to the last and the least of all. We thank you for this opportunity of reflection and prayer. By your Spirit, be present with us in this day as we move on with our lives, that whether our days be short or long, whether the days remaining to us may be many or few, lead us in the narrow way and save us at the last through Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to care everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often fold. cause we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We need never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Give to the Lord in prayer. Heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there. Yes, in His arms He'll take and shield you. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.